Hello，Hello，嗨，Kiki，Hello。We are on YouTube in case you wanna chat, react to my venting in the YouTube chat. I made a funny thumbnail inspired by the Dodge dog. Do you say Dodge? Dodge doge. どうぞどうぞいらっしゃいませ。It is 8 p.m. JST。It's 8時ですね。今日本です。Very parasocial. I'm just being honest. Oh, there's a little bit of a delay here, huh? That's like a 15-second delay or so. Doge. You say Doge? What is the real way of saying it? Oof. Oof, oof. こんばんは。I do have, I have a suspicion why the streams recently were so laggy. Seems like only. Maybe only the old, if you set your stream to ultra low latency recently, that fucks with it. And that's just like how we would normally always do it. But how the fuck can I know? I can't read YouTube's mind, but maybe that's the reason. So, if I stream again in Japan, it will be lower latency, but I don't know if there's even any time. I would like to maybe stream on the 20th, maybe. But no idea. Definitely not streaming tomorrow. Because, yeah, tomorrow is a long, long day for me where I have to record a lot of things. Motion capture, let's go! 明日、めちゃくちゃ大事な一日ですね。収録。の日。Big day. There's actually 2 days. It's like 2 full 10-hour days. You'd think, oh, 1 hour stream, not gonna be taking that long, but no, it's like everything takes so much time. Trust me, I've been through this. I have the schedule as yeah two two I mean the second day might not be so bad, but second day might end a bit earlier, but tomorrow is definitely 10 hours. It's okay, it's gonna be fine. I mean, I don't know, I did dance practice alone today, like even though my Airbnb supposedly has enough space, after dancing a little bit here, I noticed because the way the furniture is set, it's like taking a lot of the space up. So I decided to do like one proper practice in a studio, dance studio, a small dance studio. So me and an assistant. A new assistant manager went to the studio after I got that long nap. Of course, that was a good nap. It felt like I slept for a night, not for the day. It felt like a new day when I woke up. But I went there. You can't rearrange. I tried a little bit, but it's difficult. But yeah, I danced in the studio for like 2 hours, going through all the songs that I have planned, more or less, almost all of them. And I'm not so confident in the choreos yet. There was one choreo I literally picked up yesterday, and it involves another person. Yeah, we because of time schedule issues, this and that, we got the choreo yesterday. Like, we learned it yesterday in 2 hours, and then tomorrow is the recording. So that one I'm like really insecure about. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I practiced a bit today, and it's getting better, but I don't know until tomorrow. Because there's also, like, how's the other person feeling about it? It's also very anxious. But I would say she picked it up pretty well, honestly, in that short amount of time. Better than me, because I was like, normally I don't think I'm that bad at picking up choreos, but, like, I was really sleep deprived. And then I was drinking a little bit of Monster, and that really messed with me, like the sleep deprivation and the Monster combination. I could not focus at all. And the dance has like a lot of like repetitive foot moves, but then the hands are like different each time. You will see eventually what I mean. So it's like, oh, wait, which one's coming now? Oh, wait, fuck, that was the wrong one. Oh, it's like there's like the same move with the feet, but different hand movements, like, like 10 of them or so. And like getting the right one, I was so confused. Maybe if I wouldn't have been so tired, then everything would have been better. But I feel like she did a better job at picking those up, whoever that mysterious she person is. Yeah, a lot of muscle memory. Yeah. And then, oh gosh, there's so much shit going on. I can't. I don't. You guys remember? Did I tell you? Yeah, this was before I left. I think I may have told you. You know how Cover finally sent me like a lot of the merchandise that I was waiting for? Like I think the Holotalk merch and the 3D Showcase merch, all of that. And it was finally arriving, but I was no I was notified pretty late that it's stuck in customs. So when I finally found out, I contacted them and they said, oh, it was supposed to be sent back yesterday, but now that you contacted us, we're keeping it for you. We're gonna wait for you. But like they wanted, just to remember, just to recap, they wanted to have like a confirmation of the payment and this and that, right? And I said I didn't pay anything because it's like from my company, and then they're like, oh, okay, and then that's business related, so you have to get this kind of like number and then give it to us. And I'm like, I don't have that number, so I had to go through the process of getting one number, but only in the or in order to get the other number, because there's like two numbers that you have to apply for, I guess, one for the other. And so, actually, my tax lady had experience with getting that number for me previously, long time ago. So I told her what's going on, and then I asked her if she can take care of it, and she said, "Yeah, but it's gonna take some days' time. It's not gonna be there immediately." So I said, "Okay, I'll tell the customs," and they said, "Yeah, it's okay. We can wait a little bit." So I've been waiting for my tax lady to get back to me, and in the meantime, I, well, just TLDR, my tax lady sent me the code and the number that they wanted on the 16th, and the customs new deadline ended up being the 15th, so it was already too late. But I also noticed a day later that she sent me the email. So on the 17th, I sent the customs the number. I was like, hey, is this gone already? And they're like, yeah, it's gone. We're sending it back. So that was for nothing. And they're, yeah, sending it back to Japan. So unfortunate. But I keep on checking the tracking, and it's already 18th, and they supposedly sent back on the 15th, right? But it's still, the tracking says it's still in the same place, so what the fuck? Well, maybe I'll be back in Japan before I leave, and I can put it in my suitcase and I can take it home. And then there's the same thing with the XSense suit. They were gonna send it like pretty late to Japan. Now, first I wanted to send it to Austria, right? But that got too complicated, so I ended up saying, whatever, I'm in Japan now, so maybe you can send it to Japan now, so I can get it in Japan and take it home. And then we're fucking done with this shit. And they, after realizing how urgent it is, even though I pointed it out a million times to Genma, but I'm not sure if she really let XSense know. But they're finally sending it, and it should be in Japan before I leave Japan. So the 13,000 euro dollar motion capture suit, I should be receiving properly soon. At least. And I'll bring it to Austria. It's not the ideal way how I wanted it to go, but it's one way and it works, I guess. So I've been working on these things on the side, trying to sort all these things out. And then, you know, before I went to Japan, I recorded a lot of like things that just had a tight deadline, and I didn't feel like I could find the time to record it in Austria, in Japan. And like one thing that I sent where the deadline is way past, at this point, I sent it like 10 days ago. Important, 10 days ago, yeah. And today, the day before they need it, they came back to me and said, "Ayo, this data is wrong. Can you?" Or like last night they said that this data is wrong. Can you fix it? Like record a completely new one? And I'm like, now? Like now? What? They're literally giving me like less than 24 hours, you know? And I don't really like my Airbnb. I would say acoustically it's not good to record something. So basically what I did after the early morning Anime NYC panel, for which I was in the studio, since nobody was there yet to use the room after me, I quickly recorded like a really rough version of what they wanted just so that they have something. And I sent it, okay? But I feel like they could have just checked it way earlier, because it's been 10 days since I sent them the data, and they just noticed now because they just checked it now. So I did all of that after Anime NYC. I was like, whatever, okay, I'll do it. Here you go. And I went back, I took a nap, then I went outside again to take to go to the dance studio, right? Which I had reserved for like 2 hours. And then during this during this, I get a notification that the data that I sent them was like, I guess it was exported wrongly, and it's not, they can't really use it. And I'm like, well, fucking great. Okay, let's find another solution. So while I was dancing, me and the assistant manager, we were trying to coordinate a way to, because I saved the recording file, the project file, on that PC. But I was in the middle of dancing. I can't leave now. It was gonna take another hour or so. So we were like coordinating for like either going there to the studio back again after the dance thing and like export it again for them. But then they said that's gonna be really late, and I agree. And they found the data instead of me having to go there. At least they tried finding it. Like I gave them the name of the file, and then they found it, and then they exported it themselves. And oh, but all of this was going on while I was trying to dance like a million songs, trying to get it into my head. It was really annoying because it's so unnecessary, because like this could have been done way earlier. So lots of things going on, and well, basically it was on the PC there, so thankfully they found it. But I have to like re-record that again anyway, because it was just like a placeholder. I just recorded it as a placeholder, basically. Yeah, and then another funny thing, like, 'cause I booked my Airbnb pretty late. There were not many Airbnbs in the area that I wanted to be in, for the whole stay. So I booked two Airbnbs, and I thought I was moving on the 20th, but turns out I just noticed now, because I got a message from the Airbnb. I just noticed now I'm moving tomorrow. And the checkout is really early, and I like it's around the time I have to go to the studio though, but that's fine, like I'll work it out. But I just realized that because of that I have one day less, so I need to pack like everything together now. And also I have like a bit more stuff than I had when I came here, so I can't really bring it all alone, because like there's all this like streaming equipment that I got that I didn't get to use yet. And but for that, I'm gonna get the assistant manager to come over to help me bring all the stuff to the studio. Then I'll spend the whole day in the studio, and then at the end of the day, I'll check into the new Airbnb for the remaining couple of days. Yeah, but that's also like another thing that adds to the stress. ちょっと今マジでストレス溜まることがいっぱいあってやばいんですよ。Bless the new assistant manager. I really like her. She's so cute. And can I just say she's British? She has a British accent. She joined the team recently, and she's like nobody's manager yet. She's going to be somebody's manager though. But for now, she's like helping us, me and Jenma, out, because we are overwhelmed. And I also want like Jenma to get some sleep. So I've been telling her, don't come to this. Just stay at home. She really insisted on being there early in the morning for the anime NYC thing, even though I said just stay at home. I don't need you. But she insisted on coming. But I said, okay, then at least you go back home and then sleep and don't come to my dance practice. Okay? And she said, okay, fine. After I was really, really insisting on it, and said, I'm fine with having my British assistant manager. Is Ahmed a new Marvel manager? No. Yeah, I forced her. What should we call British manager Chan? Brima. Brima. You could use a second manager yourself, maybe just keep her. Honestly, during the whole like album to now, the recording phase arc, I would have needed probably a second manager. But whatever. Brima. Yeah, should we call her Brima? I don't know. It's kind of weird. Could be cuter. What's no, Benma is kind of weird. Brima. Yeah, Brima. Mini Genma. No, she needs her own name. Tima. You could also think Tima stands for team manager, but it's for the T, British T. Maybe I'll let her choose Asma for assistant manager. No, but one day she'll be a real manager. She'll grow up to be a real manager. Yukema. Yukma. I'll ask her what she wants to be. Brima or Tima? She might answer me right away. No, Gemma is asking me if she should be there for the Airbnb move. I said no, stay. Just give me Tima. Let me ask her. Where's my? Hey, I am deciding your name right now. Do you wanna be Team Ma or Bree Ma? Don't you already have a tea cur Yeah, but that person is not a manager. Not at all a manager. More like a director, I guess. Tishma? Nah. What about Poshma? Well, she's not very posh. I will have to think about the name. Fish and chips. Oh, come on. Come on. All right, what else? Oh, guys, remember my Twitter space from like my last Japan trip where I talked to you about my taxes? Because I would like you to hear the continuation of that. There has been another incident. Okay, so oh boy. Okay, so basically you guys remember that like I was a bit overtaxed. They taxed me too much. I panicked. I talked to tax lady, I talked to financial advisor. Tax lady realized I've been probably a little bit overtaxed, so she like started the process of like changing at least the last payment of 2023 to be lower. No, not the last. No, yeah, the last one. I think the second to last one, I still had to pay what they originally planned for me to pay, but through that, the last payment was a bit cheaper, and yeah, so TLDR, if you don't remember, I've been paying my 2022 taxes as after payments and my 2023 taxes as prepayments all within this year. And possibly even the 2022 taxes have been like too much. I don't know yet because we still haven't sent the thing in because she says it's not a big deal because we already paid, so they're not like, you know, it's not urgent, but it's kind of urgent now because I'm hoping to get money back. So I've been running out of money because I recently made an investment and I put some money to keep. I left some money to keep like my financial advisor, and we were like, yeah, I think this is enough money. And we both were like, oh, this should be enough money. But then turns out it wasn't enough money, because we, I guess, didn't realize I would be taxed that much more. And then I basically ran out of money last month. And I was waiting for the last salary that was like at the end of October, right? And then I was like, okay, whew, this should be fine. Like I'll have to be very, very stingy and careful in this month, November. But you know, 'cause I can't even buy the Maldives flights yet. I was able to buy the Japan flights and the Airbnb and pay the last prepayment that was now in November due, and pay my rent, which is too expensive anyway. And I was down to like $500 of liquidity. 500, okay. Now I'm like at 400. So I was gonna, it was no problem for the rest of the month in theory. That's enough because most of the time of this month, like a big time, I'm spending in Japan and I have a lot of Japanese cash, so it's fine. But now here comes the surprise. 2 days ago, 2 days ago, I got an email, telling, reminding me of a payment that has been due that I have overseen because I made a very similar payment, like 2 months or so before, 1 or 2 months before that. I thought was that payment because it's literally almost the same amount. And for this one, I'll say the price because then you know how fucked I am with only having $400. They say they want it now, pretty much, because it's already late. It's like roughly a little bit more than 11,000 euro. Yeah, I don't have that money at all. So I panicked, so I wrote to my financial advisor again and I asked him if we can like get something back from all the money that I put away, and he said no, that's not possible. But like he's basically saying that he also kind of fucked up, like he feels bad because we he also underestimated how much more money I would need for the rest of this year. And and so he feels guilty and he says like I'll talk to your bank and I'll see if we can get you a loan to pay these things off. And if they don't give you a good deal, you know, for interest, if the interest rate is too high, because I feel so guilty, I can give you the loan instead with a lower interest rate. So that's where we are now. Because like 11,000 is not really something I can borrow from any of my friends. If it was like I don't know, $500, maybe, yeah, but 11,000, no, probably not. I don't think they have that money. So, he's really nice. He's trying his best to be helpful and get me out of this shit. But like, it's been since last month, right? I've been just trying to like get out of this situation. Like, it's just to let you know, it's not like I have no money. It's just all like in a place where I can't touch it, okay? And we left apparently a too little. It was a big amount. It was a big amount that we kept aside, but not big enough, it seems. I have a meeting after this Twitter space with him. Probably he already talked to the bank, so he's gonna tell me what's up. No, I'm not being taken advantage of. It's fine. It's just, yeah. It happened. It happened. It's not a muscle car. I've been seeing a lot of cool cars again, but I stopped tweeting about it. I even saw another Aston Martin today. And I saw some cute classic cars the other day, and today I saw a cute classic car. And yeah, the Aston Martin, and I've been seeing like Porsches here and there. Like, what's going on? Like, I've never noticed all these cool cars before in Japan until like these past months. But this Aston Martin didn't look so cool. It looked really basic, really normal. New tax people fund. Oh, thank you guys, but this money, it comes delayed to me, so it's not gonna be there in the next salary. So don't worry about it. But I was also worried, for my next salary that if they deduct the XSense suit, the motion capture suit, that's 13,000 euros from my upcoming salary that I don't know how much it will be yet. Will I even have enough money to, like, let's say they wait for me, those people with the 11K, let's say they wait for me. They seem to want it like ASAP. But let's say they can wait until the end of the month until I get my salary. Will I even have the money? I don't know. I think so. Maybe Gemma said probably will not be deducted from this salary. Probably will be deducted from the next salary. Not this upcoming one. So, yeah. But with the next salary, I definitely have to book the flights to the Maldives for me and Nerissa. And I honestly, I still have a lot of other things to take care of financially, so Oh, wait, the XSense isn't it? No, the 11K is something else. The XSense suit is, yeah, the XXX, it's 13K. A little bit of a stressful situation besides my work-related things as well. Can home life help out in any way? No. Moni is writing to me. No. No, it's Moni is trying to give me some money for food. No, I have enough money for food. Like in yen to get through in Japan. I have cash in yen, so no problem. A short-term loan shouldn't be too bad. Yeah, I mean my only option anyway. Like, what else am I supposed to do? The company can't, like, I asked if they could, if it's possible to get like half of my salary early, but it's not a thing that they do. I was told I can't get anything early, so I have to wait until the end of the month. It's all fucked up right now. It's all messed up. Like, I already have so much stress. The past week, I've been learning so many dances and doing so many collab streams and Anime NYC. And then at the same time, I'm trying to handle this whole financial shit and then all the stuff like XSense and the 11K payment, like all the logistics of this and that. I've been like really trying to juggle all of these little things, or like big things, actually. Oh, yeah, and the Airbnb switch now. It's just a lot, It's just so much stuff. Yeah. I'm trying not to lose my mind. If tomorrow goes well in terms of recording, then I will be very relieved for the moment. Yeah, but I need the loan. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's Oh God. It's so ridiculous. Fuck, man. It's so fucked up. Also, since like 3 weeks, maybe at this point, or two and a half, I've had my tummy hurt. Like, for 3 weeks, my stomach has been upset. I don't know why my tummy is so upset. Well, probably the stress. But I have tummy hurt and long idle meeting times. For 3 weeks now, there's not been a single normal tummy day. Yeah, it's crazy. I've never been like so like physically influenced by my stress before, I think. Stress to be like that. Yeah, and like stuff like today, like getting up really, really, really early, like I had to get up at 5:30. Stuff like that, I notice when I get up unusually early, like with unusual amount of sleep, that also upsets my stomach. I don't know about you guys, but I've noticed that before. Whenever I do that, my tummy gets hurt. Got Pepto-Bismol. I don't know what that is. Is that something for the stomach? I don't know. It hasn't been like crazy. It's not like I have diarrhea. Not like that, but yeah, I've got like cramps and whatever. Let's not go into detail, but I've been just dealing with it as normally. It's not that bad. Happens to you guys too? Like when you don't get much sleep and then, or like you wake up at an unusual time, you get tummy hurt. Yeah. ください。ありがとう。もうマジで今、もういくつかの件が重なってて、ストレス溜まる。プライベートでも、なんかお金の問題がいくつか発生して、やばい。The rest and digestion are managed by the same part of the brain. Oh, ripple effect. You get a horrible mood? Well, I don't get a horrible mood. I'm fine. Actually, it wasn't even that bad. I actually got 5 hours of sleep. I slept pretty early. But like I slept at midnight. I took a melatonin and I slept at like probably around midnight or like maybe even 11 p.m. But then I noticed I couldn't sleep deeply because whenever there's like a thing like this coming up for me, my REM sleep is just not working. I'm like constantly really anxious and nervous about it during the night. So, I just yeah. Can't sleep. So I woke up at like 2:30, I remember. And my brain was like, just like, hey, let's get up. I'm sure it's already time. And I look at the time and it's like, nope. Go back to sleep, Wawa. You still have like 2 hours to sleep. Come on. Have you had headaches? No headaches at all. Just tummy hurt. Started taking daily antacid. Damn, like more and more of these body problems really make you like realize, holy shit, aging. Fuck. Man. But Anime NYC was cool. Like I wasn't as dead as I thought I would be, thankfully. Just like some technical issues on my side and on their side that stressed me out a little bit. But besides that, it was fun, and there were so many people at the venue and also in the VR chat. So it was really nice to see all of you in support. Lots of orange, lots of chickens. I was happy to see that. Wait, I think I have to answer my financial advisor. He wrote something. Was nice to watch Samatori. Yeah, all right. You know, actually, here, I'll give you behind the scenes knowledge. When we were like planning this thing in general, they were like, basically, they said, "Hey, we have these slots to fill. Who wants to do a panel?" It wasn't like them deciding for us. It was like whoever wants to do something at the VR booth can do it. And so I sat. I was like, I wrote, hey, after a couple of others already like signed up to do stuff, I was like, hey, I would maybe want to do something, but I don't know if somebody wants to team up with me. I don't want to do it alone. And that's when Gura replied. Like it was in a group, you know? Not privately. I just threw it out there, like, hey, I might want to participate, but I don't know. Does somebody want to partner up with me? And then Guna replied. She's like, hey, I can do it with you. Let's do it. So that's how the Samatori panel became a thing. I was really happy that Guna wanted to do something with me. I didn't even add her. I didn't even like ask her directly, personally. Y'all. Y'all, so happy. Happy, happy. I feel a bit bad because, like, I wish I would have better ideas for these panels. But I couldn't think of anything really good. So it turned out to be a quiz. I think, in theory, it was fun to go against the people in the venue. Because like the staff prepared some questions, and it was Samatoli versus the venue people, and we had the venue people like discuss together. I did it like this because I wanted there to be as much audience interaction as possible, and I think we got that for sure. But yeah, we were gonna both sing, but Guda had Guna had a head injury, apparently, like since the day before, so she couldn't sing. And I wasn't sure if I should still sing, but because on one side, I don't want to be the only person singing. I don't want to like put myself in the center like that. But on the other side, I thought the panel is gonna be a bit boring if it's just that. Oh. Huh. Okay. Reflect Urban was really great. Thank you. Yeah, that was like, it was a thought I even had before the panel that maybe in like Guda might not be singing, but maybe I can sing one of her songs to kind of make up for it. But I felt like maybe I'll be criticized just for singing her song, so maybe I should do it. I don't know. But then the audience wanted it. The audience asked for it. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll do it. I guess I'll do it. Yeah. Cutely mouth following with like chorus. It was the first time I heard it. So like while I was singing was the first time I heard it, so I had to spontaneously go with the flow. But I only got like one part a bit wrong. I thought it was gonna start earlier, but besides that, I pretty much nailed it. It's so fast. Normally it's like da 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 da. Yeah, like a little bit slower, I think. A little bit. You think she was singing along? Yum. I hope it was entertaining at least a bit, but I know that there were some technical issues that both on the VR chat side and also on the actual venue made it a little bit less enjoyable. But yeah. For panels, it's always like, oh, there's always some scuff going on. But I'm glad, like originally I wanted to do it in actual VR like last year, but I'm glad I didn't do it in the end because, first of all, when I realized that I was gonna do it early in the morning in Japan, I was like, oh fuck that, like I don't wanna like do VR so early in the morning in an unfamiliar environment, you know, where I don't know if it's even gonna work. I'll have to do even more earlier setup time. It's just really, really stressful sounding to me. So I didn't want to risk things going wrong and just not working. So I said, sorry, Gouda, are you fine with just doing normal, like a normal Live2D panel? Because they said that's fine too. It doesn't have to be VR. And she agreed, and now, in hindsight, with her head injury, I was thinking she, like, let's say we would have gone with VR. She may would have, may I don't know if she would have done it in VR with the head injury. So in the end, it was really good that we decided against VR. Although I really liked how that went last year, you know? Last year it was me and Fauna, right? Doing I think it was a charades panel or something. We did charades in VR, I think. That was really cute. I really liked it. Yeah, Gouda is already like not like she gets sick quite a bit from VR already. So with a head injury, yeah, probably not gonna work out so well. Yeah. Yeah, anyway. They played Pineapple at the pre-show. I think it's so cool that, like, I think both Suzy and Callie and some others have done, like, 3D concerts until now, sometimes in really rare occasions for these conventions, even. And I want to do that too, but so far. I tried to do that for Dokomi in Germany before, but like it wasn't really an option. So, please let me do it too. I want to do it too, please. Because at the Suzy main stage was 3D, right? Was it? I didn't see it, so I was not there and they didn't stream it. Was it? Waiting for the comments. I didn't have 3D. Maybe not in the first one, huh? At least in the second Dokkumi, I could have done 3D, no? It's just we didn't have the showcase yet, but we could already use it. Was the Suisei one 3D? No, me and Gura didn't go. It was really all nice, nice. No, ID also did something like that with the Vivid Cruise. Oh, I want to do something like that too. Hello, hello. I'm never gonna get like a solo real venue concert. So, can they at least get me to perform in 3D at a convention? That's like the least that they could do for me, no? I have just become really pessimistic at this point. Like, I've realized there's not gonna be much done for me. Yeah. I've been fighting really hard to not just get this birthday concert for this year, which has been delayed half a year, but I also have been insisting on getting a anniversary one too, because it's the third anniversary. Getting it at least for the third anniversary, like we've been here for 3 years, like we've never had one anniversary 3D, so I've been insisting on it, but it doesn't, like I have not ever. I've been insisting on it since February, but I haven't gotten anything about it. So I'm probably not gonna get anything, but also doesn't look better next year. It doesn't seem like I'll be getting anything like that next year, but I'm gonna continue insisting because I feel like it's only fair that after 3 years of being here and being so patient and working so hard and like even doing our own thing like in the Ami studio, finding our own ways of handling things, like the Japanese side gets first year, second year, third year every year, and I've been waiting for 3 years. And 3 years is a lot in this business and company. Really. And I feel like 3 years was also such a special number, so I really would have liked to do that. But, alas, time to push early for 4 years? No, it doesn't even matter how early I do it. I was way early. I've been longer in Hall than Fubuki when she agreed on when she appeared in Holotalk. Yeah. I know, like, when I joined Holo, the oldest members were, like, in there for, like, roughly 3 years, right? So now I am in that position. Like back then, they seemed like super experienced, super senpais, right? So now I'm also super experienced, super senpai. But if I'm just we just keep on having to do all these things by ourselves, it's a bit or very, what's the word? When you get your hopes and dreams crushed. Discouraging, yeah. Yeah. Disheartening. Yeah, I think that's what I was looking for. Disheartened. It's everything. It's all of those words. Frustrating, discouraging, unfair, demoralizing. Fuck yeah. All of that. Fuck yeah. Yay. Yoo-hoo. But I'm not giving up. I'm not going to give up. I want to do the same things that others get to do. At least once. Well, with that being said, I have to go. So I'm going to have a meeting with the financial advisor. Thank you guys for listening. Wish me luck for tomorrow. I probably won't be tweeting because also it's really hard to tweet with the gloves on. Yeah, thank you guys. Arigato, kiite Yay. Yay, venting. Yoo-hoo. Yay. Tweet with your nose. Thank you. I really just I hope I can resolve my financial situation that I have ended up in. This is so ridiculous. Everything's ridiculous. Everything is so ridiculous. My God. All right, guys. Good night. I hope I can sleep early. I hope the move goes well, and I hope the recording goes well. Everything will go well. Step by step. Step by step. Daijoubu, daijoubu. Bye-bye. And in German we say auf Wiedersehen. Bye-bye. Joker arc. Yeah.